pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we want to welcome everybody on this Tuesday Shoreline Task Force meeting. Public comments and announcements. Anybody from the audience for comments? I see none. How about from the board? Anybody have any comments? Okay, all right. All right, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Approval of the minutes from the regular meeting, June 10th, 2025. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve from Michael. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, we'll move on to the regular agenda. Updates on departmental grants and projects. Christina.
Thank you. All right. The PowerPoint. IT, can I please have the PowerPoint on the screen for the board?
Ground control to Major Tom.
Oh, okay.
Talk, you guys.
What? Okay, sweet. Thank you. Do you have your thing? Your keypad? Oh, yes. Okay. We are going to start with our coastal management program grants. First, cycle 28. So we have closed out two within this cycle. One of those, Fantasy Circle, which also had funding under cycle 27. That has been closed out with our grant agency, the General Land Office. Same thing with our dune restoration. So we have submitted everything, and those are all closed out. Also under cycle 28, we have Neptune Circle improvements. So current work that is ongoing, we're working on the restroom structure. So the structure is up, and so it's just finishing up those details. The CMU block in the back, making sure we have our utility connections for the sanitary and sewer. We're also working on the walkover terminus, so on the beach side. We did have to make a couple changes just because there's been considerable growth with the sand on the beach side, so we've actually had to adjust that a little bit, and so they're working on that. Also working on our parking lot, so they're doing the grading. The car stops should be installed here in the next, I think this week maybe, if not next week. And we're still on schedule to finish this up by the end of July.
Christina.
Yes.
Remind me which is Neptune Circle.
Neptune Circle's beach access number 16. So it's kind of right across from where.
Sun Tide 2,
okay.
Thank you, Abby. Under cycle 29, this is access engineering for three beach accesses, Harbor Circle, Blue Water Circle, and Daydream. So we've been further developing the preliminary plans. Each one of these accesses has a couple different designs that we've been working with them, and we've been meeting with them to just kind of refine that. And so hopefully we should be bringing those here to you soon. For our KEPR grant, that's the Coastal Erosion Planning Response Act. This funds, one, our beach renourishment when that occurs, but also our dune restoration project. And so this project has kicked off. It kicked off in April, and so planting has started near 22, working south. I think they're actually planting near access 19, 20 to 19 area, and they're going to start working on installing the posts for the fencing here soon. And this is funding for the entire northern 2 miles of beach over the next couple years.
Christina?
Yes.
I did see some fresh plantings Saturday when I was on the beach. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering if they were fenced in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll all get fenced in. Our National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant, so that has finalized. I've submitted everything to the granting organization to close that out, and so I'm just essentially waiting for their okay, and so that's another one that we've been able to complete. Also, through the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, this was funded through their National Coastal Resiliency Fund, and that has opened back up. And I'm working on a proposal actually on our next meeting to bring to you to submit. I would love to extend the dune restoration to the southern part of our island. And so I'm hoping to submit another grant proposal for that. So that'll come next meeting in July to you guys. Our Texas Parks and Wildlife Department grant, that was a planning grant to help with the engineering and the design of our boat ramp that's going to go at the end of Laguna Boulevard, at the end of Marisol, too, at Seahorse Harbor. So Texas Parks and Wildlife and U.S. Fish and Wildlife had requested an environmental assessment. We had completed that. It had to go out for a 30-day public comment period, which has ended. We did not receive any comments on that environmental assessment, and so that was submitted for their review, and so hopefully we can check all of that off and close out this grant as well here soon.
So is that going to go out for bids soon to put the ramp in?
That's my next slide.
Oh, okay.
So funding through the Restore Act is where we have our construction funds for that boat ramp. So we're still awaiting for the award amendment to be approved by Treasury, but we're expecting that very soon. And that added additional grant funds towards construction. We have posted the invitation to bid, and that actually closes on Thursday. So we'll open bids this Thursday for that project. We do have a scoring committee, so we'll review those, and then we'll bring the bids to the task force that July 15th meeting, and then to City Council on July 16th. So, yes.
That's gonna be an exciting project for that boat dock and all that.
We're excited. We're finally here. Yeah. So, yes, it is exciting. The Wind and Water Sport venue. So U.S. Army Corps of Engineers initiated formal consultation with U.S. Fish and Wildlife in March, and so they're currently reviewing our biological assessment, our mitigation plan, essentially everything with the project. They've had some comments. We've responded to those, so we're kind of just in the waiting period now for those agencies to sign off on that. And so hopefully more good news soon. And I think that is all I have. Do we have any other questions on any of our projects?
Is that project, are the plans already drawn up?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so the plans are done for that project. We'll have to refine some part of the plan, specifically within the right-of-way area where you'll turn from Park Road 100. Another firm was doing that when we were going to connect the sidewalks from the shores to the park, but because TxDOT is planning to do the second causeway, the sidewalks and redoing that whole road up there is part of their plan. And so the firm that we were going to have do it has kind of stopped and hadn't finished. So we do have to refine some of it, but for the most part, the plans are done for that project. So, yeah.
Where is the entrance going to be off 100?
It is like in between County Beach Access 4 and 5, but on the west side of Padre.
Is it going to be north of the new causeway entrance?
No,
it'll be south.
It's south as far as
the water
yes.
sports park.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be south.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
So tell me one more time. We're waiting for what on that project?
Our Army Corps of Engineers permit.
The Army Corps to
approve it.
Approve the the plans.
But it's not just the Army Corps. They have to go to the different federal agencies. So it's an Army Corps of Engineers permit. So we've been working with them a lot to make sure we meet their requirements, but they also are required to consult different agencies like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, like the National Marine Fisheries Service, and that's kind of what has made this go on a very long time, is just there's a lot of federal agencies involved that have their comments that we've been making sure we're addressing. And so right now it is with them.
Will we have a paved road from the Highway 100 to the down to the facilities?
So yeah, there is going to be a road. It's not going to be a concrete road. It'll be permeable, and there'll be parking lots. But yeah, it'll go. Next time we do this, I can put a site layout.
Are we looking at oyster shell? Good old oyster shells?
No.
No?
Okay. But it will be like a crushed aggregate, and then it'll be like the geo web, so to essentially contain it all.
So it's going to be subject to the tide, right? A lot?
It's been designed to, so the tides were taken into account in its design.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It'll be elevated, right? The roadway a little, yes, bit? So mm-hmm. Elevation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Windsurfers will be ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make the news. All right.
Christina, any idea how many bidders there will be?
I do not know, but at our pre-bid meeting, we had three contractors show up to our pre-bid meeting, all seem very interested, so I hope at least three, but we'll see. You never know.
Any other questions?
Thank you for your hard work.
Thank you,
guys. We're lucky to have you.
All right. Okay, so no other questions. We're out of agenda items, so we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys.